Time now for our regular segment on global chefs and tastemakers in New York City. Barbara Sibley is the chef and owner of La Palapa Cocina Mexicana in New York, but she was born and raised in Mexico. Her parents were American expats who fell in love with Mexico and decided to stay. At college, Sibley studied anthropology. Maybe that's why she's so interested in the roots of modern Mexican cuisine, especially the role played by Mexican convents.
I grew up in Mexico City near a convent called the Convento del Carmen. It's one of the main places in the south of Mexico City in San Angel, where I grew up. And the convent sell the host. And they would make the host, which is used for communion, in large sheets, like the size of a letter-sized piece of paper. And then they would punch out the circles. And then at the convents, you could buy large bags of the leftover edges. It's paper thin, white, has a sort of a slightly doughy, sweet flavor. And it was an incredible treat to get these bags. And it was also very mysterious because you'd walk to the door of the convent and a little gate would open and this hand would come out with this plastic bag full of these bits. When you think about convents and convent kitchens in Mexico, you start with the pre-Columbians, before the Spaniards came. When they came and they colonized Mexico, they needed then a place for women. And actually the convents and the monasteries were often placed along the roads and they were sort of safe havens, as well as places where they were evangelizing and teaching the native Mexicans about Catholicism. So what ended up happening is that they all grew. They grew into schools and then cultural centers as well. And the kitchens became more and more elaborate, culminating at the end of the viceregal period, which is in the 1820s, with a recipe for chiles en nogada, which is a recipe that comes from the Convento de Santa Monica, which is one of the most famous recipes in Mexican history. It's a chili pepper, a poblano. It's stuffed with pork and beef and many sweets, raisins, candied cactus, pine nuts, almonds, apples, pears, peaches, things like this. It's delicious. And then it's covered with fresh cheese and walnut nogada cream. And then it's garnished with pomegranate seeds and parsley. And so it's the colors of the Mexican flag. And this is at the beginning of Mexico's independence. And so the colors of the flag are very important. Mexico is very proud of what they call the mestizaje, mixing. There's even a plaza in Mexico City of the Tres Culturas. It has a pyramid, a colonial church, and a skyscraper. So this mestizaje, the food of Mexico that we really think of daily as the food of Mexico, whether it's like huachinango a la veracruzana, or even enchiladas, or mole, really originated in most of the convents, the really complex moles, the mole poblano, the mole negro. You have chilies that are completely indigenous to Mexico. You have nuts, such as peanuts, that are completely indigenous. You also have almonds that are completely brought in by the Spaniards. You have sesame seeds, which is ajonjolí, which is brought through the Arab influence in Spain to the Americas. And you have spices such as cloves, which come through the spice trail, and cinnamon from Sri Lanka. So you have in a mole all of these together, and so really a mole is a perfect example of something that's come out of the kitchens of the convents that is completely synonymous with Mexico.
That was New York chef Barbara Sibley on the history of Mexico's convent kitchens. We also have Sibley's recipe for stuffed poblano chilies at PRI.org.